I'm here with Richard Jones, Head of Policy and Public Affairs, to discuss the Management Approved Code of Practice and the IOSCE petition to save it. Firstly, Richard, where can members find this e-petition to put their name to it?
Thanks, Ruth. Well, they can find it in a number of places. If they go onto the IOSCE website to a member news item, there's a link to it. There's also a link in the blog. And if all else fails, you can just Google e-petitions 46262. That's e-petitions 46262.
Great. And why is IOSCE trying to save this approved code of practice?
Well, since it came in over 20 years ago, it's held countless employers up and down the country to keep workers safe and businesses running well. It's got a unique and special place in our system and should be strengthened, not scrapped.
And given what you say then, why do you think the HSE wants to get rid of it now?
It's part of the government's reform agenda. Instead of just improving and updating it, which is what IOSCE recommends, they want to just throw it away and bring in non-approved guidance, which they think will be better.
Right, and from sort of a health and safety perspective, what is then the main problem with doing this?
The main problem is that it sends a very negative and confusing message. Non-approved guidance just doesn't have the same authority and won't give employers the same assurance. It's just going to lead to confusion and uncertainty, and it risks lowering standards.
Okay, and but given the government's decision then, what's the point of the IOSCE petition? Isn't it, some might think, maybe it's too late?
Well, no, it certainly isn't too late. Sadly, so far, the majority of consultation respondents calling for the code to be kept, including IOSCE, have just been disregarded. But if we get enough signatures, then Parliament may realise that this is a mistake and hold a debate. Together, we can make a real difference and get this poor policy changed.
So it really could be a case where members pulling together does actually have an impact. And there must be a message to government about this. What would you like to say to them?
Well, we'd like government to reverse this decision, listen to the stakeholders and work with IOSCE and others to improve this important code.
And there's a strong message behind this, isn't there? How would we summarise that to our members today?
Well, I'd like to urge everyone who wants to see good workplace management and more people come home safe at the end of the working day to sign our e-petition, please. I've mentioned the ways you can get it, but just in case they forgot, you know, you can get it by Googling e-petitions 46262. It's really quick and easy to sign, and it's a great way to get our voice heard and help save this important code, which in turn will help employers keep everyone healthy, safe and productive at work.
Richard, thank you very much.
That's great. Thanks, Ruth.